Fizz Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The average NFL career lasts just over 3 seasons, but players don't qualify for a pension until they complete the third game of their fourth season. More than 244,000 drivers across France put on their regulation yellow vests required in every car and joined protests against planned hikes in gas taxes. They blocked roundabouts, highway access roads, and intersections. Trump administration's latest proposal for allowing employers to skirt birth control mandates would allow women denied contraceptives to be eligible for the family planning program created to serve primarily low and moderate income women and adolescents. At least 19 states have removed eligible voters since 2013, and 15 states have called for a photo ID to vote in 2018. There is no paper trail for ballots in Georgia, South Carolina, Louisiana, New Jersey, and most of Mississippi, Tennessee, Pennsylvania, and Indiana, as well as much of Texas and a good part of Kansas. Midterm elections, in sharper contrast, have been a blue wave for the Democrats. The turnout for the midterms was the highest in 50 years. Women moved against Trump and the Republicans on all fronts, with 71% of millennial women and 54% of unmarried women voting Democratic. White women without a four-year degree raised their vote margin for Democrats by 13%. The margin among working-class white men dropped to 2-1 from 3-1 for the Republicans. Democrats even cut the Republican strength in rural areas by 13%. Canadian banks have been required to stress test borrowers to make sure they can withstand a mortgage rate increase. Federal government concerned that homeowners were taking on too much debt. Regulation means that many borrowers can no longer qualify for as big a mortgage as before, and borrowers looking for a second mortgage are more likely to be turned away. With the Florida recount awarding a Senate seat to Rick Scott, former governor, over Democrat incumbent Bill Melson, the Senate has a GOP edge, 52-47, giving them a net gain. Democrats gained a net gain of 37 seats in the House, with 5 seats uncalled. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.